President Bush's proposed $2.4 trillion budget plan has an estimated deficit of about $500 billion. Conservative economists say the administration is driving the nation toward high levels of debt and deficit spending. One of them made that case yesterday on Day to Day. Here's another viewpoint. The editor-in-chief of The Hill, a nonpartisan newspaper that covers Congress, is Hugo Gurdon. He sent us this commentary explaining why you, American taxpayer, shouldn't worry about the deficit too much.
It's a fair rule of thumb in politics that when you're being attacked from both sides, you've probably done something right. Not because you've split the difference, but because you've done more than try to please. And that's the case with the 2005 budget that President Bush delivered to Congress Monday. The left howls that domestic programs are being starved. The right hollers that spending remains too high and the deficit is a horror. There's no doubt that this budget is for guns rather than butter. Defense gets $26.5 billion of extra discretionary spending, and Homeland Security gets a further $1.3 billion. Meanwhile, the Department of Agriculture, Environmental Protection Agency, and Department of Transportation had their funds cut. But there's an irreducible fact. America is at war, and this is a war budget. It would be nice if fighting terrorism could wait till the economy grew enough to generate higher revenues. That way, domestic spending could keep expanding without compromising security. But life isn't that easy, and the president's preeminent duty is to protect America and its citizens. Discretionary defense spending is still only 4% of the economy today, compared to 9.5% in 1968 during the Vietnam War. The country has grown fat and happy since then, but now, once again, there's an urgent need to spend a lot of money on the unpleasant business of making us all safe. But, you insist, there's $1 trillion in here to make existing tax cuts permanent. How is that consistent with wartime austerity? The answer is that more than half the deficit is due to the economic slowdown. Without the tax cuts, we'd still have a big deficit. We just wouldn't be growing out of it. Bush was elected promising tax cuts. He's delivered. And guess what? The economy has started growing again, fast. The Bush budget seeks to sustain economic growth while protecting America. It's not comfortable, but it's a national necessity.
That commentary from Hugo Gurdon, the editor-in-chief of The Hill. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.